Christmas from 95.3 Gorilla.
No, we're not kidding. We're getting ready for Christmas in July. Starting Sunday morning at 95.3Gorilla.com, head on over to our website for big, huge Christmas presents. It's Christmas in July this week coming up. Starting Sunday, a whole new group of super half-price deals for you to ease inflation in your household and grab some presents this summer. Set an alarm on your phone or set a reminder. Do what you need to do, but check out the Christmas deals this Sunday. Just go to 95.3Gorilla.com and click on Christmas in July. Don't miss it at 95.3Gorilla.com starting Sunday.
What day is today?
Friday.
Weekend is almost here.
Any idea how much longer?
Yeah, just a few more hours.
A few more hours.
What's your rush?
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Who does?
That's definitely not me.
Well, maybe you, but definitely not me.
Because
I'm ready.
I'm ready to party.
How about you?
Okay, you've convinced me.
You ready to party or what?
I've never been ready for anything more in my entire life.
Well, that settles it.
Party time!
Party time. Let's go.
Hey, happy Friday. It's Ryan on Gorilla, and we're getting ready for Sunday Fun Day when Christmas is coming to town. Yes, Christmas in July is a real thing. It's really happening. It's happening this weekend at 95.3Gorilla.com starting on Sunday and running all the way through next week. We have some crazy Christmas presents for you in the middle of the summer. These are deals that you almost never see at 95.3Gorilla.com. You can just click on Christmas in July. It's super easy. This starts on Sunday right on our website at 95.3Gorilla.com. Click on Christmas in July and you're going to find some insane deals from great local businesses up and down the coast. Stuff we almost never have, and they're all going to be deeply discounted, 50% off at 95.3Gorilla.com. The Christmas presents arrive on Sunday.
95.3Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3Gorilla.
Gorilla.
So, hey, today's National Bonus Day. Here's our question of the day today. National Bonus Day, and I want to know, have you ever actually received like a really big bonus at work? I'm not talking about like a little thank you gift card or something like that. I mean like a really big bonus. Only 20% of Americans say that they've received anything even close to something really big at work. But it is National Bonus Day, so I want to know, have you ever gotten anything? First up this morning is Nate. Nate, have you ever gotten a big one or somebody that you know maybe?
Well, my wife actually got a bonus 1 year of half her salary.
Wow, that's incredible. You usually don't hear about stuff like that too often, right?
That was an awesome bonus.
Oh, man, sounds like it. Now, did you do anything to celebrate or did you just kind of like put it right in the bank account?
Went to the Bahamas and had fun.
Good for you. That's awesome. What about you? Have you ever received like a really, really big bonus at work or anything, you know, that's more than just like a, hey, thank you, like a, hey, here's some cash for the holidays, like anything bigger than that. How about you? Who's next? I got Bill next. Bill, go for it, man.
Yes, the company I work for got sold and we were an employee-owned company, so they had to buy out our shares.
Oh, here we go. Now we're talking. I bet you had a nice little payday at the end of that process, huh?
I made a nice little almost $100,000 for my share of the company. I'd only been with it 2 years, but we had guys that had been with the company for 10 and 14 years. They got some major money.
Oh, man, I bet they did. Employee-owned is always awesome. But yeah, it's National Bonus Day today. So maybe there's a bonus in your future. Who knows? Here's to hoping, right?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
A lot of trailers dropping for the weekend. Trailer just released for The Uprising, starring Andrew Garfield. That one just dropped. It's directed by Paul Greengrass. That one's expected out on September 11th. Prime Video releases a new trailer for The Runner, starring Gal Gadot. I don't know why she's so popular. I'm so sorry. I don't know. That one's supposed to be a psychological thriller. That one drops September 2nd. And The Odyssey arrives in theaters today. This one being heralded as maybe the best film of the year. Critics seem to love it. The Odyssey stars Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, Charlize Theron, Zendaya, Lupita Nyong'o, Robert Pattinson, John Bernthal, and Elliot Page. The Odyssey, the hazardous journey of Odysseus, back after the Trojan War, back home to Ithaca. I'm going to go see that one in IMAX. I'm going to make the trip to do that because, you know, it's supposed to be great. Some news about the Mint. Yes, the U.S. Mint. Jimmy was talking about this last night.
Listen to this. Congress is voting on a bill that would allow the U.S. to introduce a redesigned lower-cost nickel. So, a penny.
Yeah, they stopped making pennies. Now they're talking about making nickels. I don't get it either. I have no idea. I don't know what's up. Mike Tyson was caught at the ESPYs on a hot mic moment Wednesday night. Mike Tyson was heard on mic asking Jake Paul whether Shohei Ohtani was a guy while presenting the Best Single Game Performance Award. Shohei Ohtani won it, and Mike Tyson turned to Jake Paul and said, Shohei Ohtani's a guy? Yes. Yes, Mike, in fact, he is. And Craig Melvin, breaking silence after a scary security breach on the Today Show set. This happened yesterday morning. Somebody who is not supposed to be there, somebody unauthorized, gained access to the Today Show live set in New York City in the studio right there in Rockefeller Center. They yelled racial slurs at co-host Craig Melvin. And while apparently screaming at people, they were looking for Al Roker. This guy was taken into custody without further incident, and NBC confirmed that nobody was injured, but they are going to do a full security review. Glad nobody was hurt. There's Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Friday. Have an awesome weekend.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
On this date back in 1968, the Beatles' classic animated film Yellow Submarine first premiered in London. You know, some of the Beatles stuff is, like, iconic, like the best stuff ever made, and other stuff is like this. Not one of my favorite Beatles songs right there. On this date back in 1861, Congress authorized paper money for the very first time. Yes, it's money's birthday today. July 17th is National Tattoo Day.
You know, the tattooing and the piercing is getting pretty heavy out here. And it's kind of a funny comment on, I think, the world that we've gotten to the point that we're so bored we're just drawing on ourselves. I guess life is just another dull class and we're doodle on our notebook bodies till the bell rings.
That was Jerry Seinfeld, of course, talking about tattoos. Brian May from Queen has a big birthday. He's turning 79 tomorrow. The actor Benedict Cumberbatch turns 50 this weekend. That's kind of shocking. And here we go. On this date, all the way back in 1994, that was 32 years ago, Seal dropped a song that would become the Grammy Record and Song of the Year. You ready? What Seal song from 94 won all those awards? You know what it is. It can only be one. Yeah, Kiss from a Rose from Seal officially came out today 32 years ago. That's your flashback freakout. Happy Friday!